Daily Rest, Wednesday, July 26th, 2023. This week's devotion theme is God's Name. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, long-suffering. Exodus 34, verse 6. The Lord, long-suffering. The two Hebrew words translated as long-suffering in English literally mean slow to anger. What an interesting and important trait of the Lord. In eternity and before Adam and Eve fell into sin, there was no apparent need for God to exercise long-suffering. There was nothing about which to get angry, for everything was perfect. But how important God's long-suffering is in this sin-filled world. Imagine if he were not long-suffering. After the fall into sin, instead of accepting his responsibility and repenting of his sin, Adam blamed both Eve and God. He said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." How may God have responded to Adam if he were not long-suffering? Indeed, the Lord God must be long-suffering to put up with us, given our many sins and weaknesses. Consider when the Lord pronounced his judgment upon the Israelites in the wilderness, stating that everyone over 20 years of age would not enter the promised land. He declared their unfaithfulness, saying, "All these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times. Numbers 14:22. Consider as well Jesus' words expressing his long-suffering attitude toward Jerusalem. "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." Matthew 23:37. Truly, the Lord God is long-suffering, but that should not lead us to test his patience. Rather, let us, in faith, follow Peter's warning and advice. Beware, lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:17-18. O Lord God, please pardon our many sins and overlook our many weaknesses. Grant us a strong faith and a desire to grow in grace and knowledge of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC. Our website is GethsemaneCLC.org.